U.S. wheat and corn balance sheets for February revealed month-over-month changes lower in ending stocks per the Agriculture Department's latest crop reports. USDA estimates for ending stocks for wheat were lowered by 47 million bushels from January due to strong global demand for U.S. quality milling wheat. USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson says price-wise, that means a nickel increase in the midpoint price.
We're going to bump up our mid-range estimate to about $3.85 per bushel for the year, so that means that we're probably going to be marketing at above that going forward until the new crop comes in.
Meanwhile, the U.S. corn supply and demand ledger for February notes a 35 million bushel decrease in ending stocks from the previous month, due mostly to an increase in food, seed, and industrial use for corn. Johansson says despite the lower ending stocks,
we're not changing our mid-range price, all-year price coming in at $3.40 a bushel.
In addition, both U.S. soybean ending stocks and season-ending average price estimates were unchanged from January. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.